Good afternoon, everyone. It is third Sunday, so I'm preaching in English today. I usually speak in Japanese, but this is English day. So I hope Holy Spirit will help where I'm lacking. So before we start reading today's passage, let us pray. お祈りいたしましょう. And I usually pray in Japanese when I'm praying, even if it's English day. 愛する天のお父様、あなたの豊かな恵みを感謝いたします。どうぞ、今日のこの礼拝の上にも、あなたの豊かな恵みと祝福がありますように、あなたの豊かな御霊によって私たち一人一人の魂を満たし、私たち一人一人を教え、私たち一人一人を力づけ励まし、あなたのことをふさわしくしてくださいますようお願いいたします。また体調を崩されている方、礼拝に来れない方、またあなたのことをまだ知らない人々、私たちには祈るべき人々が多きますが、主よ、あなたはすべてご存知です。どうかそのお一人お一人の上にも、主よ、あなたの豊かな恵みと祝福、また導きがありますように。この語る者の口を清め、主よ、あなたの御言葉を語らしめてください。これからのひとときをすべて御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。Amen. So, I would like to continue reading the Gospel by Mark, and today I would like to start from chapter 2, verse 23.Okay, so here it goes. Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" So basically, they were walking on the road, the street, and Jesus' disciples started picking the grain heads and started maybe eating them. Maybe they get hungry or they wanted some snack, I don't know. They just did it. In Canada, most children go to school by school bus.Or maybe their parents take them to the school. But in Japan, many children walk to school. I walked to elementary school. It took me about 30 minutes. And it took me 45 to 50 minutes to junior high school. That was far away, and I lived in the countryside. And it's very common in Japan. You walk to school, and you come home on your own, on your feet. And... Usually when you're grade one, you are okay, you try to be nice, but once you get used to it, you will have some idea. You will get hungry by the time you go home, and the children start looking for something to eat. And it is not allowed by school law?
Policy.
But many children go to some small grocery store and buy some snacks, and it is not allowed. So you have to do it secretly. But many children have done that. Have you ever done that on the way home? Who ate something on the way home when your children? But you grew up in Canada, so maybe that was okay. But I was living in the countryside, and sometimes we don't have money to buy any snack. So what we do, we pick something from someone's garden. We pick berries and we pick some fruits from the trees and stuff like that. But it is not, of course, allowed in Japan. So you have to be really careful if you're taking some fruits from someone's garden. And sometimes, there is a scary oji-san, scary oji-san, the old man is hiding and looking at you, and once you reach it, and he starts chasing the kids and just discipline them. And I thought the law of Moses, the law in the Old Testament, is very strict. That was my image. they must be really strict. But I found this in a book of Deuteronomy. Sorry for my pronunciation. Deuteronomy. Chapter 23, verse 24 to 25. It says, "When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat your fill of grapes at your pleasure." Wow! So it's okay to take someone's fruits by God's law. "But you shall not put any in your container." So you can pick them, but you can have it in your container. It's not allowed. But you can eat as much as you want. "And when you come into your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the heads with your hand, but you shall not use a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain." So you can, it was okay to pick grain heads and eat them as much as you want. You just cannot use tools and to gather someone's grain yard. So what was the problem? So it was okay to pluck the grain heads and eat them. That was okay. So what was the Pharisees' problem? Because it was Sabbath. And Sabbath is actually Saturday, not Sunday. We come to the church on Sunday and we worship God because Jesus raised on the very beginning day of the week, so we come together. So actually Sunday is the beginning of the week and it's not the last day of the week, but I'm surprisingly many Japanese people think Sunday is the last day of the week. And if you buy the calendar in Japan, Sunday is the last, but if you buy calendar here, Sunday is the first. So it's very interesting. But anyway, on Saturday, on Sabbath, was problem because of this. I would like to open the Old Testament one more time. I'd like to read Exodus chapter 34, verse 21. Exodus chapter 34, verse 21, it says, "Six days you shall walk, but on the seventh day, which is Sabbath, you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest, you shall rest." Even if it's time of harvest, you have to have a rest on the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. So that's why the Pharisees found some problem in their action on the day of Sabbath because they were so strict. They tried to live as it said in the Bible, so they couldn't just forgive them eating the grain heads. You know, I want to eat it. I want to eat them too, but I don't eat because I'm keeping my law. Why are you eating? They are getting angry. But Jesus answers them with three steps. First, Jesus reminded them about the story of King David. The King David is the one who was respected and who was even admired by all Jewish people, all Israeli. He's a hero, the King David, and they are waiting for the king like him again. So the four Pharisees, they were respecting the King David, of course, and they know the story about this. So Jesus just reminded them, this man who you guys also respect did something you shouldn't do in temple. When we just read verse 25 to 26, it's kind of difficult to understand what he's talking about. But I make long story short. That Jesus is talking about the time when David was running away from King Saul. My pronunciation is right? King Saul, the first king of the Israel. King Saul was so jealous because King David did such a great job and he was hero and he was very popular, right? Popular. So the King Saul was very jealous and tried to kill him. So King David had to run away, and because he had to run away so quickly, he had nothing. He had no food. He had no weapons with him. So that's why he went into this temple and asked priest to give him some food. And priest gave him the bread, and which is only allowed to eat for priest and no other people. And this priest also gave him a sword, the weapon which David got from Okishto, Goliath, Goliath. So actually, priest helped him. But that is something the priest supposed not to do, to give the holy bread to the David. The David is very maybe nice person, but he's not pleased. He's not allowed to eat that bread. But he has nothing else to eat. So pleased, worried about him, and gave him that bread. But King David was not accused or judged by that, by God. So Jesus is saying, you guys are missing the point. And second step, he reminded the well-known story from the Old Testament to show there is exception in the Bible. And God has some exception. We should keep the laws, but sometimes there is exception. And second step, Jesus says, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He's pointing out that the Pharisees, you guys are missing the point. And third step, he says, and third step, finally, he declares that the Son of Man, which is Jesus himself, is the Lord of Sabbath. He is the Lord of Sabbath. And of course, Jesus taught these things to open their eyes, to teach them their misunderstanding. The meaning of Sabbath or meaning of God's law, God's word. So Jesus trying to open their eyes to make them understand and or even repent and and really understand the true meaning of the Sabbath. But they didn't. They were so stubborn. And that this story continues to chapter 3. And one day, on the day of Sabbath, Jesus found this one man who wanted Jesus to heal his hand. And there was also Pharisees around them. And this time, they were not just questioning him, but they were there to find a chance to accuse him, to find a chance to hopefully put him in the court and destroy him. And Jesus knew it. But Jesus, again, he made it clear. You guys are missing the point. You guys are misunderstanding the God's will and the God's intention for Sabbath. And here, he is more clear. He questions those who are against him, saying, we should heal, we should save the man, or we should kill. I mean, kill means do nothing and just let him die or let him continue to suffer on the day of Sabbath. Doing good things or doing bad things, which is God's will? Which is God's intention? And the answer is obvious. The answer, God's answer, is doing good things and helping and saving people is God's intention. And of course, Jesus healed this man. And this man was healed. That means God approved it. God is pleased by what Jesus, Father, the God, pleased by what Jesus did on the Sabbath. If not, he couldn't be healed, but he was healed. That's God's will. And Jesus showed them, because they were so stubborn, see, he was healed. This is God's will. This is God's intention. This is what God wants us to live. But they were so stubborn. And now they are planning to how to kill Jesus Christ now. From today's passage, I would like to conclude with 3 points as usual. And the first point is the importance of understanding God's will, God's intention, or the true nature of the law, the God's law. It is so easy to misread or misunderstand what is written in the Bible, even now. The Pharisees are one of the professional about the Bible. They studied and even memorized the whole Old Testament, the whole Bible, and they were expert about the Bible. But they didn't get the meaning. They didn't get the point of the teaching in the Bible. So, and this is just doesn't happen to them, but it could happen to us too. Like studied Bible for years, graduated from famous seminary or whatever, the Bible school, or being Christian for many years, doesn't mean you will not make a mistake. You will not misunderstand the word, the God's intention. We all could make a mistake. Even if you are 50, 60 years being Christian and follower of Jesus Christ, we still could misunderstand, misread the Bible. It is kind of unavoidable for everyone. But what we can learn from today's passage is that let us not be stubborn like them. I don't say it's okay, but it's unavoidable to make a mistake when we're reading the Bible. But Jesus told them, Jesus try to teach them, you are misunderstanding, and this is the true meaning of the Sabbath. But they had no ears to listen to him. That was the problem. So let's pray God, and let us be humble all the time. We will make mistake, and God maybe speak to me sometimes through some other people. So let us open our ears to ours and let us be humble. And sometimes we misunderstand that Jesus promised that he will send Helper, which is Holy Spirit, and he will teach you what Jesus, or remind you what Jesus taught us. And that's true. The Holy Spirit will teach us the meaning of God's word, and he will lead us. But that doesn't mean we don't have to be humble. Oh, I hear the God's voice, or Holy Spirit directly taught me it this, so this is right. I'm always right because this is from Holy Spirit. No. If you are really receiving the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit help you and make you be humble and give you ears to listen to others. And that's how God leads you to the truth. And second point is Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath. And he is not only the Lord of Sabbath, but he is the Lord of our lives. And he's the Lord of Lords, and he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of all living and all creature in the world. But sometimes we don't do that. We all know Jesus is God. Jesus is the God. He's the Savior. He is the one who we worship. And he is a ruler. But it is so easy for us to make a mistake. We are so easy to make, let's say, for example, a person. Make this one famous person a ruler. I think we all have some preacher or someone we respect, and that's okay. But sometimes we think, because this is what he explains, this is what this preacher says, so this is right. But that's not always like that. Of course, it's okay to respect one another. We should respect one another. But the person is a person. Person is not a God. Person is not a ruler. And we can say same things to even an organization too, like church or board or a bigger denomination. Because this is the rule in the denomination, or this is what we are taught in this church, so this is right. Really? Maybe that could be wrong. We should still respect it, but they are not God. So we always have to keep our mind. Jesus is God. Jesus is our Lord. And last point is there are always people who accept the word of Christ. And those who refuse it and against it. When Jesus told about the true nature of the Sabbath, there are some people who accepted and who learned what it's all about. But also, there is one group who even tried to kill Jesus. And this is reality in even now in our world. Sometimes when we talk about truth in a church, that sometimes divide us. In the Bible, the word of Christ, Jesus himself, came to the earth to throw the sword. That's true. The word of God could be a sword. That sometimes divides us into two groups, those who accept the word of Christ and those who refuse it and against it. It is easy to make everyone happy. It is so easy to say something that makes everyone happy. But if it is truth, there is always two groups. black or white. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to say this in English. 日本語で黒と白。So, let us not be discouraged. We still should be careful or to take care of those who are leaving the church. We have to be humble. We might be wrong, not them. We might be wrong. So we are the one might be need to repent and rethink about our faith. But at the same time, we can't make everyone happy if we are living in the truth of God. So let us not be discouraged, even if that sometimes separates us from the others, and even if they are against us or hate us. Even Jesus Christ himself went through this. So if we really live like Jesus lived, this could happen all the time. So instead of discouraged, let us pray for them. Let us continue to pray for them, just like Jesus did. On the cross, Jesus prayed for those who is about killing him. Jesus prayed for them. Instead of asking, Father, these guys are killing me, please throw them into hell. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Please forgive them. So let us be like Jesus. Let us continue to pray. Let us not be afraid when people leave church because of the truth. But at the same time, let's pray for them so that they are saved one day by the name of Jesus Christ. お祈りいたします。Let us pray. 愛する天の父なる神様。あなたは王なる王、主なる主であります。あなたは私たちのすべてであります。主よ、どうぞ私たちがいつもそのことを心に留めることができますように。どうぞ私たちが人や組織を恐れることがありませんように。また同時に私たちが愛を持って、また尊敬を持って一人一人と接し、あなたが私たちを愛してくださり許してくださったように、彼らを愛し彼らの救いのために私たちが祈り続けることができますように、私たちに知恵と力を豊かにお与えください。すべてを感謝し御手に委ね、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。